Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our Standing Watch program. Sometimes when we are trying to deal with a problem, we may make matters worse. And I believe that the coronavirus, or better, the governmental measures towards the coronavirus, are such a prime classic example. Let me just say that I believe that the coronavirus kills, but so do other sicknesses and diseases like the flu, like tuberculosis. According to the most recent statistics, we are told that 22,000 people died worldwide of the coronavirus, but that 118,000 have recovered so far. Now, on an average, the flu kills between 250,000 and 500,000 people each year. Contrast that with the 22,000 who have died by the coronavirus. Tuberculosis kills about 1 million people each year. And never have we seen any of those drastic measures which the governments all over the world are forcing upon the people. These measures have already caused unparalleled damage for millions upon millions of people. And the longer this goes on, the more damage will be inflicted upon all of us. Now, Reuters wrote on March 23, President Donald Trump is expressing concern at the damage the coronavirus shutdown is doing to the U.S. economy. He said repeatedly, "We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself." He also said that he is contemplating of removing the shutdown by Easter time. And of course, the reaction was furious in many cases. He also stated that if it were to the doctors, the world would stay in quarantine for 2 years and they would never open the world again. On March 24, Newsmax published an article by Pat Buchanan, and that was titled, "Can We Afford Killing the Economy to Kill the Virus?" And this is what he wrote. "Many Americans can survive on what they have on hand for 2 or 4 weeks. Far fewer can survive without income for 2 or 4 months. If we shut down the economy, what will we have when the medical crisis passes? Be that in May, in June, July, August, or September. At some point, the country is going to have to open up the supply chains and take the risks to let the market work to provide food, or people will engage in panic buying, hoarding, using any means to get what they need for themselves and their families. Reports of people in this heavily armed nation stocking up on guns and ammunition suggest a widespread apprehension of what may be coming. And if we don't get to normal pretty soon, we will have destroyed our economy completely, and there will be massive depression, suicides, even social unrest, civil unrest, civil war might be the consequence." Breitbart wrote on March 23, "The president shared messages on Twitter thanking him for the suggestion to remove the restrictions. If Trump saves us from the depression everyone else was leading us into, by reversing the country's course on this, I am going to build a statue to him in front or in my front yard," lawyer Robert Barnes wrote on Twitter. Trump wrote, "Robert, we will end up stronger than ever before. Thank you." Now, Robert Barnes is an American constitutional lawyer. He wrote an article asking whether we are quarantining the Constitution. And that's what he wrote. Do we really think it cannot happen here in America? Could we quarantine the Constitution? Are we doing it already? Governments across America already used the pandemic and the media-stoked panic to limit, restrict, or remove First Amendment freedoms of speech and free association, as well as freedom of religion. Others denied or declared the right to deny Second Amendment rights of gun purchase for personal safety. They want to coordinate with tech companies to spy on your everyday movements and activities in violation of the Fourth Amendment and potentially waive unilaterally your medical right to privacy. Stay-at-home orders deprive you of your profession, occupation, business, and property without any due process of law, all in violation of the Fifth Amendment. Governments request the authority to involuntarily imprison any American on mere fear of infection without any probable cause of crime or clear and present danger of harm by that person's conduct, deny access to personal counsel in an unsupervised manner in violation of the Sixth Amendment, and act as jury, judge, and executioner in violation of the Seventh Amendment, right to a trial by jury. He goes on to say, our founders were intimately familiar with pandemics, viruses, and plagues, yet they did not allow any to suspend our constitutional liberties. Not one word in the Constitution about plagues or pandemics to exempt the government from any of our Bill of Rights. Why do our current courts allow it? Because the public is asleep at the wheel. Think the pandemic threatens to kill us all? A review of the data shows the pandemic is more panic than plague. And then he says, it's time to wake up. It's really time to wake up. Many have become victims of a worldwide propaganda machine. What he is talking about here, as it relates to the United States, is true all over the world. Whether I look at Europe, whether I look at the United Kingdom, whether I look at Israel, whether I look, of course, at dictatorial countries like Russia, China, and so on. But what we are seeing is that democracies become totalitarian authorities on their own, ruled by governments, ruled by the medical doctors telling the governments what to do. My friends, this is just the beginning of the end. The Bible calls it the beginning of sorrows. More is to come. If you want to know what is next, we have prepared a free booklet, Biblical Prophecy from Now Until Forever. You might want to get a copy of this, a free copy. And as I told you in our last Standing Watch program, when I invited you to tune in to a sermon, a presentation I gave last Saturday, so I'm going to do the same now, inviting you to join me for a presentation which I will be giving this coming Saturday. Go to our website, eternalgod.org, and then to Live Services, and there you have the times and the schedule. And I will be talking about biblical prophecy and what is going to come next, what we already are observing now. So many last time have already done that, have listened in. I hope you will do also the same this time. And until next time, when it comes to the Standing Watch program, this is Norbert Link.